night's top stories, fresh clashes erupt between Syrian army forces and foreign-backed militants in Aleppo. Turkish protesters take full control of Istanbul's Gezi Park. Car bomb attacks leave more than a dozen people killed in Iraq. Militants attack another US-led military base in Afghanistan. And North and South Korea reach an agreement on holding more talks in the future. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome back. I'm Ali Reza Madadi with the latest coming to you live. Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, one of the eight hopefuls running in the 11th presidential race in Iran, withdrew from the race on Monday. Haddad Adel was among the eight nominees whose qualifications had been approved by the Guardian Council. In a statement issued on Monday, Haddad Adel confirmed his withdrawal, advising people to closely follow up the guidelines of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and vote for those candidates who stick to the values of the Islamic Revolution and aspirations of the late Imam Khomeini. Now, clashes have erupted between Syrian army forces and foreign-backed militants in the suburbs of the country's largest city of Aleppo. Syrian army forces clashed with militants as they advanced from three directions to liberate the city and cut up insurgent supply lines in the north. Army troops have also managed to block an insurgent assault on an airbase and Aleppo Central Prison. The Syrian army launched a major operation to clear the northwestern city of Aleppo of foreign-backed militants on Sunday. The Syrian army has scored victories against the militants in recent days, liberating the strategic towns of Qusair, Qunatira, and Darab in the west. Qusair was an important center and supply route for the armed militants. Now, Turkish protesters have taken full control of Istanbul's Gezi Park as anti-government protests, which have already left four people dead, entered their 11th day. Protesters in Istanbul are now in control of a large area near the city's Taksim Square, barricading the roads leading to the tents and forcing police to completely withdraw from the site. Turkey's opposition Republican People's Party leader has called on Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to stop escalating tensions. He said Erdogan was trying to hold on to power by creating tensions and is throwing the society into the fire. Amnesty International has also censured the Turkish police for the tactics they use in controlling the protests. Meantime, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan chaired a cabinet meeting on Monday to discuss how to deal with the mass anti-government protests that have been going on for more than a week. On Sunday, Erdogan warned protesters who have taken to the streets across Turkey demanding his resignation that his patience has its limitations, and compared the unrest with an army attempt 6 years ago to curb his power.
Everyone has the same wish. This is the first time it is happening in Turkey with so many different people gathering. They know what they want. This government meeting is not important. This meeting is a regular one. What the result will be, I don't know. But Gezi Park set the agenda. The result will be decided by the Gezi Park.
Now, more than a dozen people have been killed and nearly 40 others have been injured in three car bomb attacks at the marketplace in Iraq's eastern province of Diyala. Iraqi sources said the attacks were carried out during the morning rush hour at a fruit and vegetable wholesale market in the town of Juday al-Shat on Monday. 22 people died and 39 others were wounded in the bombings. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but the bombings bear the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Iraq who are seeking to destabilize the central government. There has recently been an upsurge in violence across Iraq, and authorities say Qatar and Saudi Arabia have been involved in some of the deadly incidents. Now, militants have attacked a US-led military base inside Kabul International Airport in the Afghan capital. The attack was carried out shortly after dawn on Monday. Large explosions and gunfire were also heard in the area. The U.S. Embassy in the diplomatic area of Kabul also sounded its duck and cover alarm. The assailants, armed with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades, are said to have seized control of a building under construction near the airport from which they have targeted the base. The Taliban militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying several useless soldiers have been killed during the assault. Meanwhile, a useless soldier has been killed in a roadside bomb explosion in Afghanistan's eastern province of Ghazni. Poland's defense ministry announced that the Polish soldier died of wounds suffered in the blast early on Monday. The death of the 35-year-old soldier brings to 40 the number of Polish troopers killed in Afghanistan since 2007. At least 84 foreign troopers have been killed in the war-torn state so far this year. In other news, 7 people, including a police officer, were also killed in a bomb explosion carried out in Afghanistan's southern province of Zabul on Monday. Several others were also injured in the bombing. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. And before we continue, here is a recap of our top stories. Fresh clashes erupt between Syrian army forces and foreign-backed militants in Aleppo. Turkish protesters take full control of Istanbul's Gezi Park. Car bomb attacks leave more than a dozen people killed in Iraq. Militants attack another US-led military base in Afghanistan. And North and South Korea reach an agreement on holding more talks in the near future. Elsewhere in the Middle East, 5 people have been killed in a shooting attack by unknown assailants on a convoy of NATO trucks in Pakistan's northwestern tribal region. Pakistani media said the attack was carried out in the Jumrah area of Khaybar Agency on Monday morning. Gunmen opened fire on the 4 trucks that were transporting goods for the US-led foreign forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Pakistani security forces have cordoned off the site of the attack and an investigation into the incident has begun. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Hundreds of NATO tankers and containers have been attacked in different parts of Pakistan in recent years. Now, North and South Korea have reached an agreement on holding a government-level meeting in Seoul aimed at rebuilding trust. The agreement came on Monday after nearly 18 hours of negotiations between the government delegates from the 2 sides in the truce village on the border. The Korean Peninsula has been locked in a cycle of military rhetoric over the past few months. The rhetoric escalated when the United States and South Korea held joint military exercises in April. North Korea censured the drills and warned Washington and Seoul against a preemptive attack, which could develop into an all-out war. Now, the Philadelphia school system in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania will lay off some 4,000 employees, including 676 teachers, 283 counselors, 127 assistant principals, and over 1,200 aides starting on July 1st, in a bid to compensate over a loss in funding for basic educational needs. The budget cuts will target basic school necessities, including new books, paper, arts and music programs, athletic programs, secretaries and librarians. In March, the Philadelphia School Reform Commission agreed to close 23 public schools. Over the past decade, at least 70 cities in the U.S. have closed down public schools, averaging 11 per district. Now, in Europe, the international debt inspectors representing the so-called Troika arrived in Athens on Monday for another round of talks with the Greek government. Representatives from the International Monetary Fund, the European Commission, the European Central Bank will meet with Greek finance minister to discuss progress in the implementation of the 240 billion euro rescue deal. The agenda of talks will include a new tax framework for Greece and a proposed plan to cut civil sector jobs. In a report last week, the IMF admitted mishandling the start of Greece's bailout program in 2010, for failing to tackle private debt, reconstructing early enough, and overestimating the capacity of governments in Greece to swiftly push through public sector and market reforms neglected for decades. Now, researchers have warned that poor malnutrition causes nearly half of death of children under the age of 5, or about 3.1 million kids every year. According to a report published in the Lancet Medical Journal, researchers found that though some improvements have been made during recent years, over 165 million children were affected by stunting and 50 million by wasting in 2011. While child healthy nutrition plays a vital role in the first 2 years of life, experts emphasize that there is a lot more to do and malnutrition must be a global priority. And finally, a new study conducted by researchers from Brown University has demonstrated that breastfeeding plays a significant role in brain development of infants. Researchers have unraveled that those babies who had only breastfeeding for at least 3 months were granted more development in their brain key parts compared to infants who were fed formula exclusively or who were fed a combination of formula and breast milk. The extra improvement was also observed in parts of brain which are responsible for language, emotional function, and cognition. The researchers also found that the babies who were breastfed longer had remarkably enhanced brain growth, especially in areas of brain dealing with motor function. Well, that's it for me now. Thank you very much indeed for staying with us. Goodbye.